Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live. This is Ellen Gunn
and Truth Reborn,
and we are recording Just the Facts. Well, take me to another place, take me to another land, artist development. You guys remember that song called Tennessee? My show today is basically about what it's always been about lately, political juju. I don't want to say doo-doo, so I use juju. And I don't mean it as in J-E-W, because I'm sure we might get some backlash about that. I'm not saying Jews, I'm saying juju, like doo-doo, D-U, so it would be J-U. Anyway, all we have seen is an increase in racial jargon. That's what I like to call it. You know, it's that stuff that you hear when you walk outside down the street or go in a store and people make little snide comments about your race, about your people, as they like to call it. Or you turn on a YouTube and basically you see the same thing you've been hearing out in the streets. And a couple of people had mentioned, like, why is it such an increase in this stuff? And apparently, they weren't aware that because of the election and the whole Let's Take America Back thing and the white supremacy stuff that's going on with that and Donald Trump being in the news, it's making these people develop more of a confidence of themselves and that this is okay behavior and that it's condoned. Now, last weekend, we did a show about it, and I was just basically saying, now, you know, some people got upset about it, but the truth is black people or niggers, or niggas, however you want to pronounce it, African Americans, Afrocentric, urban-ist, leftist, whatever you want to call blacks, people of color, that's what I like to call us. We have always known, and I'm going to say it again, that the racism is still there. I did a show about it yesterday. It's just what it is, as they like to say. Okay? Racism is basically here to stay until all of the idiots die off. My thought is, how long is it going to take that to happen? And, you know, I've heard it only takes 3 generations to make somebody completely white. But how many generations will it take for people with that kind of mindset to die off? You know, unfortunately, Brexit has triggered a lot of this too. And again, this is America saying, hey, hell no, we won't go. We don't want that in our life. We don't want to have separation. We don't want people to be racially divided. But you have people that want that. So my question today is, should we just give them a little white state? Probably would be the Commonwealth is what I thought. And just let them have their own little thing and do what they do. Right now, the way I'm seeing New World Order, they're trying to make this thing all economical. So they're basically saying this is about rich people only. So I don't think it's going to be about rich and wealthy, because you have blacks that are rich or considered wealthy. And I don't think that they're going to be the ones that they're going to be focusing on when all this, if it should happen, so that, you know, we have a white state, as they're trying to do. If you looked at the video I posted yesterday and saw what it was, it showed how the Germans had come up with this master plan, which everybody here thinks, oh, it's the Illuminati, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z and Kanye West and all. It has nothing to do with them, and it never has. They're just playing into it for the media because you all enjoy it. But the truth is, the master plans, as they like to call it, is something that's worldwide that only the superpowers knew about, and these are the people that are running your governments, your Chinese government, your Russian government, your French, Italian, your American government. These people who are part of that Masonic hidden but not hidden society, they're the ones that came up with this. And we're starting to see more of it now. And we're starting to see more of it because we're getting closer to them wanting what, having what they want. Particularly if Donald Trump goes on in November to win this election. So getting off of that and going back to the question at hand is, yes, you're starting to see an increase in verbal assaults and physical violence. And yes, it has turned back the hands of time and put us back 40 years. But it's not only going to do that. This thing is going to carry you back to the slavery times if everything goes the way it's according to plan. The way it's being presented and represented is not the way that it's going to go down. People are starting to see that with Brexit. So if any of you have had any kind of racial conflict, whether it's been confrontational, semi-borderline confrontational, physical altercations, or any of that, I'd like to hear about them. You know where to find me on Facebook, on Google+, here on the show if you follow us. Post it. I want to hear about it. We might talk about a couple of those on the show. So my question is for Truth, where I've been talking. This is only a 15-minute show today. It's the lunch hour thing. What do you think about this, Truth? Have you somewhat noticed the increase in verbal attacks and some physical attacks going on in Baltimore City and the areas of downtown Baltimore?
To be honest with you, it's not much of a change here. It's the same thing. It's nothing new to anyone of color of how they're treated. It's the same old, same old. I think it's getting into the media. People are blowing it up because other people have not experienced it. But if you are black, 9 times out of 10, you've already experienced it 1,000-fold.
So basically, because of Donald Trump, it's now put more attention on it. That's what you're saying. Are you there?
Yes, I am here. Because of Donald Trump, people are trying to, I mean, what are you saying now?
Yeah. It has been an increase on it because of...
Well, in other parts of the country and probably around the world, yes, I would believe so. Rude and ignorant, you know. It is what it is, and people feel as though if he can say it and he's running for president, then I can say it.
Science said 7-7. Just logged in and just logged out of our show. What do you call yourself? Science Nied 7-7.
Are you recording?
That's what the person was. It was the, they wanted to chat, but they logged in, logged out. I don't know what that's about. But anyway, thank you for joining us, and thank you for not joining us. I think it's an issue that has gone on for a while, and it's just something that people are starting to address because it's been so heavily in the media. But again, what you said is correct. Blacks have been experiencing this since before the 60s. You know, I was on a website the other day and they were talking about how blacks had got a full right to vote about 50 years ago. That's why they don't need it now. Well, you don't need to vote either. That's the way I look at it, because half of you can't even think right with the part of the brain that is supposed to be able to function that way. Look at these damn harebrained comments down at the bottom of some of these YouTube pages. And, again, I went and read a study. Now, this is a study by these people that most people like to go by, the experts, the people with the credentials. It shows that most of the people making the comments and conducting the abusive attacks and verbal assaults are mostly people of a lower class and low education level. The people that are supporting this are mostly low class, low educated people that really are stuck in the backwoods kind of thinking. The progress that America's made as a country is a good thing in general. Now, there's some things that need to be monitored a little bit more and put under scrutiny. But overall, unity is where this all associated and gravitated from. It's called democracy. And now we don't want a democracy because the people want to have more control and more say-so. People, when you break down the whole process by which we're governed, that electoral college, that is your say-so. These are the elected officials that they have gone through making a 10-year census to say this group has this many people representing it and this group has that many people representing it. And this group lives in this area and that group lives in this area. So we're going to give you X amount of representatives to represent your people. It's just like when your ass was in class in third grade and they used to ask, who wants to be the student council representative? And only one or two people would raise their hand. Usually the students with the better grades or somebody that was popular. Even though the third graders weren't going to have much to say because the eighth graders are the seniors in elementary school, we still got to put a representative on student council. Even though we knew that the eighth graders were going to be the president and the vice president and hold all the chairs. But at least we got somebody in there who could represent the student body for third and fourth graders, and we could vote on it. It's the concept of that. That's why they teach us this in school, in grade school, so that we'll learn the process by which we're governed. And most of us don't get it then. We don't get it in middle school. We don't get it in high school, and we damn sure don't understand it after we become adults and get into the real world and get a voter's card. We don't understand how to process votes. We still have people that sit up here and want to utilize the people who are independent. We are independent because we don't choose to associate with any of your parties. I'm an independent. Truth is an independent. I don't give a damn about voting in a damn primary election. Do you give a damn about voting in the primary elections? I don't. If I vote in that general election, that's that 3% that they need to sway the vote in a certain way. That's when the independents come out, the educated people who know about the process, who have read it and understand it enough to know that they shouldn't be affiliated with any party, so we can tie break that shit for you, so we can help you decide how government should be run. That's what this is about. So our next show is going to be focusing on the independence and the racism that's going on and why and how blacks can change this thing and make it work for us. Yes, 51% is the minority. Did you know that? So that means all people of color. So all people of color need to band together and we can win this election for ourselves and take it away from them. Because they're only 49% alone. And if we can continue to be divided like they want us to be, we'll never be able to control anything. So wake the fuck up, repost this damn show, and we'll talk to you in another 15 minutes on our lunch hour. Bye.